It's a beautiful day in North Florida, and the weather is superb, and we just got a lot to be thankful for. But you know, I've been thinking about forgiveness, because forgiveness, I think, is the key to our peace that passes all understanding. The Bible clearly teaches that we can't be forgiven unless we forgive. Now, we know through Jesus Christ, all of our sins have been forgiven because he has paid the price for our sin. But if he paid the price for our sin, does that mean that we can keep on sinning or like living like hell for the rest of our life? Because we know we can humble thyself and say, Lord, forgive me. Well, that's important, and he will forgive you, and he forgives you, and he said he'll never, never bring it up again. He'll put it in the deepest of the sea to remember no more. But, I love the buts. Forgiveness is not, let's make a deal with God. The Bible commands us to forgive others when they have wronged us. And that's what our friend John Riley said. You know, the Bible says we are commanded to forgive one another. We got to do that. As hard as that is, we got to do it. But we don't have to go fishing with them. But somebody who has wronged us, we pray that they will seek forgiveness and we will also forgive them. Because when we have been wronged, there's something that just stays in our spirit that just, you got to make it complete. You got to go the final step. Follow the example of God, who extends to us in the ultimate pardon, forgiveness of sin. Think about this. Last week we talked in Joel chapter 32, one of the Old Testament readings. And way back then, we don't think about that, but it said in Joel 2:32, anyone, that's anyone, who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Saved from what? Saved from eternal damnation. And then over in Mark chapter 3, it says, I assure you that any sin can be forgiven. Jesus speaking. And then Romans 8:38, nothing can ever separate us from his love. Because forgiveness is not based on the magnitude of the sin. Well, you know, we put them in categories, little sin, big sin. No, the magnitude of the forgiver's love is what is essential. And the forgiver's love is Jesus Christ. Because no sin is too great for God's complete, unconditional love. You say, okay, preacher, well, what about the unpardonable sin? Well, if you're worried about if you committed the unpardonable sin, you don't have to worry about it because you didn't. Because Holy Spirit is continuing to work in your life. What I mean by that is those who completely shut God out of their lives, that's what the unpardonable sin is, that you shut God completely out of your life. You say, well, that's impossible. Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, there's some that have been able to do that. But the unpardonable sin is that, simply shutting God out of your life and not allowing the Holy Spirit, or what Wesley called the hound of heaven, always wooing us into that love relationship. Now, the Bible does actually mention one unforgivable sin, which is what I was talking about, an attitude of defiant hospitality towards God. That's shutting God out of your life. That prevents us from accepting his forgiveness. And those who don't want his forgiveness, well, they're just out of reach. I've been looking and I've been thinking about how we can relate to some of these things. And there's a little parable, but it's, I think it's a true story, but I can't verify it. But it was just treated like a parable. One of the most famous composers had a rebellious son who used to come in late at night after his mother and father had gone to bed. And before going to his own room, this rebellious son would go to his father's piano. And slowly and spitefully and loudly would play a simple scale, all but the final note. He would play Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. And then he wouldn't strike that final note, which we know is Do. And then leaving the scale unfinished, he would get up from the piano and he would go to his room. Meanwhile, his father, being this great musician, hearing the scale minus the final note just bothered him. He would twist and turn and wither in his bed, and his mind was unable to relax because the scale was not finished. Finally, not able to stand it any longer, the father would crawl out of bed, stumble down the stairs, sit at the piano, and strike that final note on the scale. Only then could he relax and be at peace and go to sleep for the night. Now, it's an interesting parable, but it reminds me of the way that we so often treat God. We play around with some of the notes of faith, but we don't play the full scale. So what's the full scale? Well, we forgive, but not completely. We love? Oh yeah, we love, but not completely. We serve, but not completely. Oh yeah, we accept Christ in our life, but not completely. We live the Christian lifestyle, but not completely. We commit our lives to God, but honestly, we don't live it completely. But then, when we treat God shabby, you know what? In God's infinite patience and amazing grace, He continues to reach out to us and continues to love us. He gives us that love, that grace, and that understanding because we are not able to complete all of the things. You've heard me say this before, some of you, but I think that's why God has got an awesome, humorous thing, sense of humor. That's the word I was looking for. I think God's got a wonderful sense of humor. And you say, well, why not? Well, we go through this life, and we don't forgive, not completely. We go through love, but not completely. We serve, but not completely. We accept Christ, but not. And on and on and on. And then we figure that out. We learn how to love completely. We learn how to do this. We learn how to do that. And we finally got it all together. We got life figured out. And God said, okay, saint, I'm going to call you home. And you say, wow. Why would he do that? Well, because in my Ralphie opinion, you know, a little Ralphieism here, in my humble opinion, it says in that little book of Jude that we're going to return with him to set up his kingdom on earth. So he wants well-trained saints in heaven to return with him. You know, we think about it, no matter if it's a job or army or whatever, you know, you get a little bit of basic training and they kick you out and you do the job. Well, take heart, my child, because God said you are in basic training until He comes for us or we go home to be with Him. We will never be able to get it all together in this life. But as we grow in grace, we then have the blessed hope of eternal life and being together again with love and family and friends. And what a joy it is to have God manifested Himself in the flesh in the form of Jesus Christ to show us how to live, how to do all these things. Now, He didn't make no sins and He didn't make no mistakes. He showed us how to live the perfect life. But more importantly, He came to forgive sins. Except the forgiveness of grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you won't be beating yourself up anymore. Well, we have a lot of people that's on our prayer list, and we're thinking about what we need to do because it's getting to a point that I think every once in a while on the one that we put in the bulletin, we just got to say, okay, we're going to scratch it off and trust God that all those prayer requests was was answered in the way they should have been, because God is always faithful, and just start over and start afresh. But we know that prayer, especially intercessory prayer, is so important. Travis, our music director's sister, went home to be with the Lord this past week. So we ask that you keep the Oaks family in prayer. And some others. We have just numerous people that we lift up. And if you have a prayer request or anything, now you don't need the phone number to the church. You don't need email. You don't need any of that. Although, if you want to send us something, we can certainly lift it up in prayer. But you know what's great? Especially this is Reformation Sunday. Reformation was when we were realized that we can go to the throne of grace direct. You don't need a priest. You don't need anybody. You just go to God in the name of Jesus, and He will hear your prayers. Talk to the Father. He'd love to talk to you. And Jesus also taught a prayer to the disciples when He was here on this earth, and we close this segment with the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the Ralphie Thoughts and Prayers. God loves you, and so do I. Oh, and a little catchphrase now. Ainsley Earhart wrote a little book, a children's book, but it's for all of us. And think about this, because I am glad you were born. Think about that. Aren't you glad you were born? I know I am. God loves you, and so do I. Have a good day.